Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the New York Yankees and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Yankees. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Clete Bowyer. Batting second. The shortstop, Tony Kubek. Batting third. The right fielder, Roger Maris. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Mickey Mantle. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Yogi Berra. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Bill Skowron. Batting seventh. The catcher, Elston Howard. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Bobby Richardson. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ralph Terry. Pitching for the New York Yankees, Ralph Terry. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Luis Aparicio. Batting second. The second baseman, Nelly Fox. Batting third. The right fielder, Wes Covington. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Roy Sievers. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Manny Minoso. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Al Smith. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Jim Landis. Batting eighth. The catcher, Sherm Lawler. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Shaw. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Bob Shaw. And now, play ball. Clete Bowyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowyer hits a fly ball into left field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Kubek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kubek hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Roger Maris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maris hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sievers fields it, throws to second for one, and back over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Yankees nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio hits a fly ball into left field. Berra settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a fly ball into right field. Maris settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wes Covington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Covington hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Howard settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Yankees nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Mickey Mantle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantle strikes out. Lawler drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Mantle out. One out. Yogi Berra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berra hits a ball on the ground towards third. Smith fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Yankees nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Terry fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith strikes out. Two outs. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Minoso. The throw from Howard and he is out, Richardson applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Yankees nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Elston Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bobby Richardson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richardson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Smith fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ralph Terry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terry hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Shaw fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Yankees nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kubek misplays the ball. That's an error on Kubek. Sherm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler strikes out. One out. Bob Shaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shaw hits a fly ball into left field. Berra settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Landis. The throw from Howard and he is safe. Landis steals second. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0 for 1 in the game. Aparicio hits a fly ball into center field. Mantle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Yankees nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Cleet Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer is 0 for 1 in the game. Boyer takes first base on ball 4. Tony Kubek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kubek is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Kubek hits a fly ball into left field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roger Maris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maris is 0 for 1 in the game. Maris hits a fly ball into right field. Covington settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mickey Mantle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantle is 0 for 1 in the game. Mantle hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Fox reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Yankees nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 1 in the game. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Richardson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Wes Covington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Covington is 0 for 1 in the game. Covington hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Scourin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Sievers hits a fly ball into center field. Mantle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Yankees nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Yogi Berra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berra is 0 for 1 in the game. Berra is called out on strikes. One out. Bill Scourin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scourin is 0 for 1 in the game. Scourin strikes out. Two outs. Elston Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 0 for 1 in the game. Howard hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Yankees nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 0-for-1 in the game. Minoso hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-1 in the game. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boyer fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 0-for-1 in the game. Landis is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Yankees nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Bobby Richardson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richardson is 0-for-1 in the game. Richardson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Shaw fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ralph Terry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terry is 0-for-1 in the game. Terry bunts towards the mound. Shaw fields it and throws to first for the out. Richardson moves to second. One out. Cleet Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Boyer hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Richardson scores. It's 1-0, Yankees. Tony Kubek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kubek is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Kubek hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Boyer moves to second. Two outs. Roger Maris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maris is 0-for-2 in the game. Maris hits a fly ball towards right. Covington settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Covington. Boyer scores. Maris moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 2-0, Yankees. Mickey Mantle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantle is 0-for-2 in the game. Mantle hits a ball on the ground towards first. Seavers scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Mantle for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Yankees 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 0-for-1 in the game. Lawler hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bob Shaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shaw is 0-for-1 in the game. Shaw bunts towards first. Skowron scoops it up and throws to first, with Richardson covering, for the out. Lawler moves to second. One out. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0-for-2 in the game. Aparicio hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lawler moves to third. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-2 in the game. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Richardson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Lawler scores. Aparicio moves to second. Two outs. It's 2-1, Yankees. Wes Covington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Covington is 0-for-2 in the game. Covington hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Aparicio scores. It's Yankees, 2, White Sox, 2. Roy Seavers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seavers is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Seavers hits a ball on the ground towards first. Skowron scoops it up and throws to first, with Terry covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Yankees 2, and the White Sox 2. The Yankees will come to bat. Yogi Berra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berra is 0 for 2 in the game. Berra hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron is 0 for 2 in the game. Skowron hits a ball on the ground towards third. Smith juggles the ball. That's an error on Smith. Elston Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 0 for 2 in the game. Howard is called out on strikes. Two outs. Bobby Richardson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richardson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Richardson hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Lawler settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Yankees 2, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Minoso hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Richardson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 2 in the game. Smith hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Boyer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 0 for 2 in the game. Landis hits a fly ball into center field. Mantle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Yankees 2, and the White Sox 2. The Yankees will come to bat. Ralph Terry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terry is 0 for 1 in the game. Terry hits a ball on the ground towards third. Smith fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Cleet Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Boyer takes first base on ball 4. Tony Kubek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kubek is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Kubek hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Minoso. Kubek reaches second base with a double. Boyer moves to third. Roger Maris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maris is 0 for 3 in the game. Maris hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 5-2, Yankees. Mickey Mantle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantle is 0 for 3 in the game. Mantle hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Smith settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Yogi Berra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berra is 0 for 3 in the game. Berra hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Fox reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Yankees 5, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Shurm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Lawler hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Floyd Robinson pinch hits for Bob Shaw. Jack Reed now playing left field. Cam Carrion pinch runs for Shurm Lawler. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 5-4, Yankees. Tex Clevenger now pitching. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Aparicio hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 3 in the game. he's got one RBI. Fox hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Aparicio moves to second. Wes Covington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Covington is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Covington bunts towards third. Boyer fields it and throws to first for the out. Aparicio moves to third. Fox moves to second. One out. Luis Arroyo now pitching. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Sievers is walked intentionally. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Minoso hits a fly ball into left field. Reed catches it for the out, and throws it away. That's an error on Reed. Aparicio tags and scores. Fox tags and moves to third. Sievers tags and moves to second. Two outs. It's Yankees, 5, White Sox, 5. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-3 in the game. Smith hits a fly ball into center field. Mantle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Yankees 5, and the White Sox 5. The Yankees will come to bat. Cam Carrion now catching. Floyd Robinson now playing right field. Turk Lown now pitching. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron is 0-for-3 in the game. Skowron strikes out. One out. Elston Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 0-for-3 in the game. Howard strikes out. Two outs. Bobby Richardson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richardson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Richardson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Yankees 5, and the White Sox 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 0-for-3 in the game. Landis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kubek misplays the ball. That's an error on Kubek. Cam Carrion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrion hits a fly ball into left field. Reed settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Robinson is called out on strikes. Two outs. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Aparicio strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Yankees 5, and the White Sox 5. The Yankees will come to bat. Luis Arroyo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Arroyo hits a fly ball into center field. Landa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Clete Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and two walks. He's got one RBI. Boyer hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Tony Kubek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kubek is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Kubek strikes out. There goes Boyer. The throw from Carrion to Aparicio, and Boyer is out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Yankees 5, and the White Sox 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Arroyo fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Roselli pinch hits for Turk Lown. Bob Roselli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roselli strikes out. Howard drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Roselli out. Two outs. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Sievers is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the Yankees 5, and the White Sox 5. The Yankees will come to bat. Warren Hacker now pitching. Roger Maris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maris is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Maris hits a pop-up towards short. Aparicio settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mickey Mantle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantle is 0-for-4 in the game. Mantle hits a line drive into right field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Serve pinch hits for Jack Reed. Bob Serve is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Serve hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Sievers settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the Yankees 5, and the White Sox 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Bob Serve now playing left field. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Minoso hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Richardson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-4 in the game. Smith takes first base on ball 4. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 0-for-4 in the game. Landis hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. There goes Smith trying to get to second. Maris throws the ball into Richardson who tags Smith for the out. Two outs. Cam Carrion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrion is 0-for-1 in the game. Carrion strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 12, with the score, the Yankees 5, and the White Sox 5. The Yankees will come to bat. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron is 0-for-4 in the game. Skowron hits a fly ball into center field. Landa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Elston Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 0-for-4 in the game. Howard hits a fly ball into right field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Richardson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richardson is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Richardson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 12, with the score, the Yankees 5, and the White Sox 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Robinson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Richardson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 2-for-5 in the game, with 2 singles. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards short. Quebec scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Fox hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Warren Hacker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hacker hits a ball on the ground towards first. Skowron scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hacker for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 13, with the score, the Yankees 5, and the White Sox 5. The Yankees will come to bat. Johnny Blanchard pinch hits for Luis Arroyo. Johnny Blanchard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blanchard hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cleet Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and 2 walks. He's got 1 RBI. Boyer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Tony Kubek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kubek is 2-for-5 in the game, with a single and a double. Kubek hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Art Dittmar now pitching. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single and a walk. Sievers hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is gone. A home run. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 6, and New York Yankees, 5. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.